Well, Mark, you're about to embark on another 2020 campaign. Can't believe that it's come around again already. And you start this week at Worcestershire on Friday night.
It's come around pretty quick. It feels as though we've just really got the four-day season up and running today with the days that we've missed out and whatnot. But fresh competition, fresh start this year. Bit of a mixed bag last year, the way we played. We had some very good performances and let ourselves down in a few areas. But it's a fresh start and very much looking forward to it.
Last season, I think you started off very well and you were top of the table for quite a while, but you had played one or two games more than others, but the final six or seven games, it just totally went off the rails. Was there any reason for it? Do you think you just ran out of steam or got tired, or what do you think happened last year?
A little bit of everything. Like I say, we got off to a good start and then we just lost our way. Sometimes you can point the finger at the schedule and all that kind of thing, but really it was just a case of... we took our eye off the ball a little bit and got a little bit comfortable in what we were doing instead of keep pushing the levels that we started at. I think it's a game where you've got to build momentum throughout the competition and keep raising the levels each game as you go.
You're playing Worcestershire, who have brought in a couple of imports. They've got South Africans and New Zealanders. You haven't been able to bring anybody in this year. It's going to be tough, isn't it? A lot of the clubs have been recruiting overseas stars to try and beef up their sides for the T20, and you're looking from within again.
Yeah, it's going to have to come from within, but it provides opportunities and good challenges. There's no doubt we've got quality and some good depth in our squad. The finishing touches can sometimes come from your overseas. I think John Hastings was a fantastic example of all our young seamers last year who have learned from him and have also realised that in his absence there's opportunity for them to put into practice what they learned. So it'll be good to see how we do start off the competition.
The last few seasons, you and Phil Mustard have been the opening pairing for Durham. I don't want to preempt any suggestions of what a team might be this year, but it's Phil's benefit year this year. We haven't seen him in the county championship side, but it's the T20 is a format that he loves, and he's the club's top scorer in the competition as well.
Yeah, he's had a fantastic career, and it's a well-deserved benefit this year for him. He's been around for my entire career, and has been a guy that I've learnt a lot from, and he's also been at the forefront of white ball cricket for Durham for many years. He was obviously there for finals day when we made it. He's also played in Lords finals at the top of the order as well, so great year for him, but hopefully he can still put in some match winning performances for Durham as well.
I mean, from a Durham perspective, there's nothing better from the commentary box to see you two flailing the ball around all over the park and getting runs and getting Durham off to a good start in a T20 game.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's no better guy to stand at the non-striker's end and watch when he's in full flow. He takes teams down. Him in a full flight, people have got nowhere to ball, there's nowhere to hide, and he just keeps going and puts us in such a good position. So hopefully there's lots of that to come this year.
And how much have you learned from him as a batsman?
We're slightly different in our sort of methods, more so the just the approach to white ball cricket and the freedom that's there. Sometimes you look up and you see there's only two men out, but you see fielders all around you trying to cramp it. Colonel just stands there and he sees a lot of space. Just sort of learning from him, knowing that there's a lot of room to score and just to back yourself. It's one thing that he's done throughout his career. He's backed himself and that's took him to the highest level. Unfortunately, not to have more caps for England, but to achieve that in the first place is a great effort from himself.